For the last several years, studies in this country have shown that girls have made significant strides in educational fields where they once lagged. But now, a survey of young people in 43 countries, including the United States, shows that female students are outpacing male students at every level of education. To tell us more about this is Andreas Schleicher. He was the lead author of the international survey conducted by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, and he's on the phone from St. Petersburg, Russia. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Schleicher.
Hello.
Now, your survey looked at both boys and girls in both primary and high school, as well as in college and university. First of all, what did you find among the younger kids?
Well, you do find gender differences early on in school. Like if you look, for example, at fourth grade, girls are, at least when it comes to reading literacy, one of the most fundamental competencies. In virtually every country, girls are ahead already at that level. But the differences really become pronounced when you go to secondary, when you go to high school, and even more to university level. So the kind of differences that we observe early on in school are growing as students progress in school.
And when they get older, when they're in university, then what do you see? How does that divide?
Well, first of all, what you do observe is that there has been a massive change over the last 10 years. If you look 10 years ago, at least in advanced university degrees, the majority of graduates were still young men, whereas today, in all but three OECD countries, the majority of graduates are women. So there has been a huge increase in the number of women who take advantage of advanced studies, university studies, and actually complete a degree. Now, that's the very positive side, I mean, which shows the remarkable progress being made in education systems. On the other hand, if you look at what students study, you still find very much the old pattern that whatever boys study engineering, math and science, computer techniques, and so on, whereas women predominate biology and perhaps literature and fields like this. And those kind of differences, so sort of the patterns of study, they haven't changed very much. But overall, the rate of participation is where women have really made enormous progress and overtaken men in virtually every country of the OECD.
Andreas Schleicher is the head of analysis in the education division of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. We're going to take a call now from Gary, and he's in California. Hi, Gary.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thanks. Go ahead.
All right. Like your guest, I have experience. I'm a retired high school English teacher of 33 years, and now I am helping my wife in her second grade classroom. And I've had these same conclusions. Schools are designed with girls in mind. Now, that's not a put-down, but what I mean by that is the rule of school is sit down and be quiet. So girls are very good at cut and pasting and things that require precision, and they listen. Boys are not wired this way. They're active. They want to hurry up and finish. They're not particular about the cut and paste. They want to move on. And girls are more compliant, and, of course, they're more verbal because when they're playing with their dolls, they're having teas with each other and so on and so forth. And when they, in high school, my English classes, I geared toward the boys. And I told the classes and the parents that because I knew the girls would do well anyway and would come along. And this does not mean that they were slighted. Everybody was involved, but I had subject matter and action that would hook the boys. And I found that the boys who were having trouble with writing and something, I said, not to worry. With practice, you will become better. And by the junior year, and I talked to those kids and had some of them as juniors after having been freshmen, and they were coming along mainly because of maturity, and I think they were becoming also seeing a sense that, gee, I better buckle down and really achieve in my education.
Okay, thanks very much for your call, Gary. And let's see if Andreas Schleicher can respond to some degree. I think at the heart of that question, at the heart of that comment, is my question, which is there an explanation? Have you come up with an explanation for why young girls and women are doing better than boys and young men in school?
Well, we can measure what people do. It's much harder to look what is behind those kind of differences. But there are some patterns that are quite extraordinary. I think already at age 15, for example, the expectations that girls have for the future, for the occupational future, are much higher than those for boys. Like in virtually every country, it is girls who are aspiring to high-skilled, white-collar jobs, whereas in many countries, boys are still satisfied with blue-collar, sometimes low-skilled jobs. So there are many of these aspirations which young people have for their own future. They may play an important role. But I also believe that it's quite true that our education systems perhaps do not pay enough attention to the needs and interests and backgrounds of boys. And you can see this in many ways, and that is particularly a problem for boys from disadvantaged backgrounds. Like, if we look, we have divided up performance into five competency classes at age 15. And if you look at the lowest performers, you find in many countries boys almost at twice the rate in this class of low performers. And when you take in social backgrounds, the difference gets even larger. So there is indeed the need for education systems to pay more attention to the specific circumstances of boys in which they are. Otherwise, the girls have profited from the educational opportunities that exist very successfully and have progressed in virtually every country, whereas you can see still large gaps and large deficiencies at the level of boys.
And perhaps because the opportunities have become available fairly recently, relatively recently for girls and women, that may explain it also, don't you think?
Sure. I think a lot of attention in both policy and practice has been to ensure that girls have better educational opportunities, and that has been very, very important. But perhaps now it is time to look at the other part of the story, and particularly when it comes to socially disadvantaged groups, that boys clearly deserve a lot of attention and may benefit from a different kind of learning environment than we provided traditionally in schools. That is perhaps very true.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much for joining us today. I know it's very late where you are, and we're running out of time. I really appreciate your participation in the program. Andrea Schleicher was the lead author of the annual report on education by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. He spoke to us from St. Petersburg. Neil Conan is back on Monday. In Washington, I'm Lynn Neary, NPR News.